Genesis 15, verse 6. Justification. Now, as it stands, Genesis 15, verse 6, is a verse, if we were reading it for the first time, we could just pass over. But what does it say? Abraham believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness. A tiny verse, very few words, and there it stands. God makes promises to him, and Abraham believes God, he trusts these promises, he trusts God in his word, and so on. And that's the end of the story. The Lord credits it to him as righteousness, yes, very good. And we could just pass on. It comes in a passage that we could easily overlook the verse. But of course, this is a tremendous illustration of that great principle, that to really understand the Old Testament, you need to read it in the light of the New. And of course, the New makes a massive amount of this passage, of this verse. Abraham believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, I'll take one passage, Romans chapter 4. The apostle in Romans chapter 4 quotes this verse. Romans 4 verse 3. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Genesis 15 verse 6. The apostle quotes it again later in the same chapter, Romans 4 verse 22. So why does Paul quote it? Romans 4 verse 1, what then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? What matter are we talking about? Well, let's go back to chapter 3. And what does chapter 3 talk about? It talks about the fact that all of us are sinners, dead in our sins, ruined. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, verse 23. But Romans 3, verse 21, but now that Christ has come, now that Christ has lived, now that Christ has died, now that Christ has been raised again, but now a righteousness from God, apart from law, apart from works, apart from observances, apart from any efforts, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets all testify. Genesis testifies to it. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then the apostle goes on to work this out by trusting Christ, by relying upon God in his word, when he says that he that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, utterly justified in my sight. Paul works it out here. All this is through Christ, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, the appeaser of God's wrath, by bearing the wrath of God, and through his blood attaining and earning and meriting and bringing redemption by grace through Christ, yes, upon and to all who believe and trust Christ. God did this to show that he is just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. There's no boasting. The boasting is all for Christ. He has done the work. It's all down to God and his sovereign grace. But the sinner who believes is justified. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? Well, he couldn't discover anything in it, could he? Because he lived centuries, millennia before the coming of Christ. Ah, but by faith, you see, he saw. Now, Abraham was justified, says Paul. How was he justified? By works? No. By the law? No. By his circumcision? No. By his observances? No. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. That's what this text means. Amazing, isn't it? Genesis 15, verse 6. Coming so early in the Bible. This massive new covenant statement. Of course, it's only there in embryo. It's only there in seed. It's the apostolic interpretation that brings it home with power to us. But we see the principle. And the apostle goes on working it out in Romans 4. It's not by law, he says. It's not by circumcision. It's all by trust in Christ. And then he comes to this, a tremendous statement towards the end. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. Romans 4, verse 22. The words "it was credited to him" were written not for him alone, are you listening, friend? But also for us. For you listening to it now. Who believe in him? Do you believe in him? Do you trust in Christ? If you do, then God also will credit righteousness for us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. If you trust Christ, if you are trusting Christ, if you are turning from your works, your observances, your rites, your ceremonies, your duties that you can do for yourself, your observances, all these observations, and stop boasting about them, then you will be justified. Of course, it is your duty to believe, but you're not saved because you believe. You're saved through your faith, on the basis of grace. It's because of God's grace. There's no boasting about, oh, well, I believed. There's no boasting like that. There's certainly no boasting, I've done this and I've done the other. You can't do anything. Unbeliever, are you listening to me? Here is justification by faith. Here is being right with God by faith. If you're not in Christ, if you're not trusting him, you're not right with God, and you're yet in your sins and on the road to everlasting damnation. It's all Christ. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Of course, Paul can say that, our, us, we, to those who believe. He can't say it to you, friend. I can't say it to you if you don't believe, if you don't trust. It's not believing just with assent, accepting the facts of it. Abraham was persuaded, it says. He was fully persuaded. He did not waver, verse 20, through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded about it all, you see. He's fully committed. He's fully trusting. He's absolutely relying upon Christ. In embryo, in picture, in seed form. But in the days of the new covenant, now that Christ has come, lived, died, been buried, rose, ascended, now in glory, praying, coming again, now that Christ is the great mediator and has accomplished redemption through his propitiation on the cross, by his great offering of his perfect life offered up in one great finished sacrifice, the man, the woman who trusts Christ is everlastingly righteous in God's sight. Brother and sister, this is us by God's grace. Let us rejoice in it and praise our God for his mercy and his power, not boasting in ourselves, but boasting in Christ and the free grace, the sovereign grace of God. An unbeliever listening to me, oh, that you might trust Jesus and listen to him and love him. Above all, trust him now. Rely upon him. Cast yourself upon him. And you too will be able to say that you are everlastingly justified. Listen to this verse by Joseph Hart. The sinner that truly believes and trusts in his crucified God, his justification receives, redemption in full through his blood. Though thousands and thousands of foes against him in malice unite, their rage he through Christ can oppose, led forth by the Spirit to fight. What is Hart saying? If you trust Christ, if you rely upon the Lord Jesus, you will be absolutely right with God from that moment. You'll be fully redeemed And though all the hosts of hell should try to accuse you and overthrow you, they shall fail. For Christ is the glorious perfection, and his perfection is laid to your account. My friend, you will stand before God in the judgment day, either just clothed in your own righteousness, which is filthy rags, and you will be condemned, or you will stand clothed fully in the righteousness of Christ, and be everlastingly saved. Which is it? Which is it? The words, "it was credited to him," Genesis 15, verse 6, were written not for Abraham alone, no, but also for us, Romans 4, 22 and 23, to whom God will credit righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, for us, who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. Believe in God's promise. Believe in Christ's work. Rely upon his Son. He was delivered over to death for his people's sins, and he was raised to life for their justification. Do not rest, my friend, until you have trusted Christ, and then you can say that Christ was delivered over to death for my sins, and he was raised to life for my justification. And it won't only just be true for Abraham then, will it? Nor for the millions of others who have trusted Christ. It will be true for you. You'll be one of these sinners that truly believes and trusts in his crucified God. Your justification you will receive. You have received redemption in full through his blood.